Peter, I watched this news tonight on the national television channels, and it seems that the goings on in Somalia and close to the Kenyan border is now spilling over in terms of the people who do not mean any good in the country. And there is this information coming today from the police that they are looking for 9 people who they suspect are terrorists and are up to no good.
How are Kenyans reacting to such news, especially when only a few pictures of those suspected terrorists were given to the public? How about the rest of the people? How are they reacting to this?
I think after the bomb that went off in Kampala, and it was clear that there were some Kenyans who were involved in the planning and carrying out the actual attack in Kampala, that there is high likelihood that people who have been trained in Somalia could still pose a great danger to Kenyans. And now, recently, there has been these skirmishes in Mandera along the Kenya-Somali border, Kenya-Somali-Ethiopian border. And there has been a lot of destruction there. The people have been following this. People are concerned. But again, they are waiting to see what will happen. They have been arrested by the Kenyan police so far yesterday and the day before.
There are suggestions that these terrorists aim to destabilize not only Somalia, but the entire Horn of Africa region. And how do you think this can be resolved?
Yeah, first of all, it's very clear now that Al-Shabaab poses a great a risk to Kenya, Uganda, Burundi, Tanzania, and Ethiopia, particularly Uganda and Burundi, those countries that have sent forces through the Africa Union to the peacekeeping forces in Mogadishu. And now, there is need to engage in dialogue with the transitional federal government and other anti-peace elements in Somalia. Without that, it's going to be very difficult to resolve the issues. One of the key sticking issues is to address the Somali problem. That is the biggest problem. And it's going to cause problems across the Horn of Africa in the coming years. Without addressing the issue of Somali, the war that has been ongoing there, I don't think we will be going anywhere in terms of addressing the issues in Somalia and the region. The Al-Shabaab militia will continue to pose a threat to the entire region.
Dr. Ali, how fast do you think the Kenyan security agencies will be able to arrest them?
I think that Kenya has a professional intelligence service, and that they've been doing some good work in the past in apprehending the suspected terrorist. I still have my doubts, though, about the hard approaches that have been used to apprehend the terrorist or would-be terrorist. I would always recommend the softer approaches, aside from addressing the problems in Somalia. And we are involved in trying to find solutions in Somalia together with the United Nations. We must find ways to make sure that the young people are not radicalized, they are not indoctrinated and convinced to join the ranks of Al-Shabaab in Somalia and in the region. And this, Peter, would include drafting in the clerics, the Muslim leaders particularly, to address the young people, to address the youth on the dangers of radicalization.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ali. So, Dr. Ali, what title should I give you?
Sorry?
What designation should I give you for the story?
Well, we are doing all this work in Somalia. I'm still the Secretary General of the African Council of Religious Leaders.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm now advising the United Nations on the advising the United Nations on the conflict in Somalia.
Oh, okay.